The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again for the Word of Faith Netcast. We are concluding our study today on the two kinds of knowledge. There are two distinct kinds of knowledge that the Bible talks about when it talks about knowledge. One is gnosis, as we found out from our study. Gnosis is a Greek word that simply means a body of accumulated knowledge. So, for instance, a body of accumulated knowledge of science, for instance, or even of the Word of God. You can accumulate a body of knowledge concerning the Word of God. But there's epignosis. That little prefix, epig, means above and beyond. So epignosis is above and beyond the body of knowledge. Okay, and that is supernaturally received. That is knowledge that is above and beyond. That is knowledge given from the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we're going to get into that today. I almost just got off and started teaching it without giving you a few announcements. But let me do that. First of all, speakfaith.tv, I told you last time, we were waiting for them to approve the changes that we had made. They finally approved those changes, praise the Lord. So, those are now in place. And if you have not updated your Roku box, I would encourage you to go to your menu system, go to system, and do a system update. That will update all of the channels if they've made any changes. Now, typically, the Roku will go ahead and do that automatically for you. But if you haven't seen changes in the channel, then you know, go ahead and do that, and you'll get the latest version, praise the Lord. So, good things happening there. I'm glad that has been accomplished, and now we're where we're supposed to be. We've got some things happening that I can't tell you about still because it hasn't all been finalized, but boy, there's some exciting things on the horizon. There's always good things happening in the kingdom of God. Have you noticed that? Praise the Lord. So, I'd love to be able to share it with you. I do have one opportunity for you. We are believing for a piece of equipment. And this piece of equipment is going to cost $700, okay? What this piece of equipment will allow us to do is to do this program, if we choose to, live, streaming it live to the internet, or church services, or special services. As a matter of fact, there's a service coming up at Faith and Victory Church, the church that I'm a member of, in Greensboro, North Carolina. We also have a campus, as I mentioned last time, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina as well. Faith and Victory Church Greensboro is going to be hosting Shekinah Glory. And I tell you, they are an anointed group of folks, and they minister and flow in the Holy Ghost. I would love to see that that ministry session, if you will, meeting, be broadcast live over the internet. And this piece of equipment would allow us to do it. Hallelujah. Now, that's happening in April, okay? So we're here at the end of February, and then we got March, and then we got April. So in a very short couple of months here, we're believing to get together the finances to be able to use this special piece of equipment. And I tell you, I'm excited about it. We've already received a contribution, just supernaturally, without me even announcing this, of $100 toward this. So of the $700, we have $100. We only need $600 more to get this particular piece of equipment. And this is something we'll be able to use over and over and over again and use in all the various ministries that I work with. I'm telling you folks, this is a tremendous opportunity, and I would love to be able to involve you in this, not because, again, as Paul said, not because I desire a gift, but because I desire fruit that abounds to your account. I know that this piece of equipment is going to bless hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people over the internet that will see ministry streamed live over the internet. All right, now, this box that I'm pointing at here, that I have a picture on the screen, that's what we're looking to receive an offering for. So if you'd like to give toward this particular offering for this particular piece of equipment, all you have to do is go to our website, wofm.org, as it says there on the screen, WOFM, wordoffaithministries.org, because we're a nonprofit organization. And, of course, all contributions are tax deductible. We're coming up here on tax season. I tell you what, it's great. It's a privilege to be able to take deductions to ministries off of your taxes. Praise the Lord. And you can do that through Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated. And I encourage you to go to our website, click on the donate button there on the website, and you'll be able to donate to this special piece of equipment that we're looking to get. I'm telling you, the Lord has called me, as you've heard me say many times, proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the Word of God. And the showcasing of ministries, this device will allow us to do that, to stream live video to the internet, even from remote locations. So this is exciting, and I just wanted to make that available to you, praise the Lord, as an opportunity to get involved in the ministry. Praise the Lord. So good things are happening. A lot of good things are happening. Hallelujah. Let's get into the Word of God in the time that we have left and finish out this session on the two kinds of knowledge. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom." See, man's wisdom. "But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." In demonstration of Spirit, the Spirit and of power. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them which are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory." Now this hidden wisdom that he's talking about is epignosis, revelation knowledge. This hidden wisdom is not hidden from us as believers, it's hidden for us as believers. The devil can't see into this revelation knowledge. Now, let's see if that's not borne out by continuing to read this particular portion of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 2, 6, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," in other words, believers that have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, "yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world," talking about demonic forces, "none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Think about that. Had they known the plan of God, had they known that Jesus going to the cross, being buried, raised again from the dead, that that plan of God, had they known the ultimate outcome of that, they wouldn't have done it. But they didn't know. See, the devil tries to tell you he knows everything. He doesn't. You have access to information he doesn't have access to. Woo. Let's stop right there. Just meditate on that. As the psalm says, Selah. Let's stop and meditate on that. The devil does not have access to the hidden wisdom of God. He simply doesn't. Now, how does he know something that he can't know? You tell him. Uh-oh. There's a lot of Christians that have been going around giving away the game plan. Well, you need to watch. You know, sometimes there's wisdom in not saying. And sometimes there's wisdom in saying. If you're saying using the words of your mouth, if you're speaking using the words of your mouth to operate in a spiritual combat, if you will, that's one thing. But just giving away the plans to the enemy, that's another thing. Now, you know the way that most Christians give away plans to the enemy? Here we go. Worry. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And they worry and they start talking stuff, junk. Now, in this case, it's not giving away the plans of the Lord, obviously. It's giving away what's hurting you, what's affecting you, what's bothering you. And the devil, he's going, yeah, okay, that's working. That plan's working. See, sometimes we need to just shut up. Use the vocabulary of silence, as Jerry Savelle talks about. And it's a message I heard many years ago, hallelujah. The vocabulary of silence. Just don't say nothing. See, don't give away to the devil that his plots, plans, and schemes are affecting you adversely. Well, but Dr. Bill, how am I supposed to do that? Don't run off at the mouth of all the terrible things that you think's about to happen to you. See, that's called worry. That's really called meditating on the word of the devil, to get right down to it. Oh, what if I get sick? Well, wait a minute. You have been delivered from sickness and disease through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. He bore your sicknesses. He carried your diseases. For you to carry them would be a miscarriage of justice. So just say, no, I don't receive sickness and disease. Jesus bore mine, thank you. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases. By his stripes we were healed. If I were healed, then I am healed. Hallelujah. See, that's your confession. That's what you ought to be saying. Not, oh, am I getting a fever? No. See, that lets him know, the devil, that lets him know what's working in his whispers. You know, he'll whisper to you, you're getting the flu. It's flu season. Now, if you immediately start saying, oh no, I'm going to get the flu, it's flu season. Guess what? He knows that his plots, plans, and schemes are working. But if you just clamp your mouth until you get into the Word of God and review the fact, get a little review the fact that you are healed by Jesus' stripes, that he bore your sicknesses and diseases, that you no longer have to bear sickness and disease, that you are surrounded by the favor of God and the protection of God. You have a hedge about you spiritually, which I like to think of as a force field that protects you from anything negative coming near your dwelling. And you've heard me talk about that from Psalm 91. Psalm 91 says nothing, and the word negative is used there because it's the Hebrew word nega, which is the prefix from where we get negative. Nothing negative, nothing evil shall come nigh thy dwelling. Well, this body is my dwelling. This house is my dwelling. Anything that I'm in is my dwelling. So nothing negative can come nigh this. Can't come nigh my body, can't come nigh my house, can't come nigh my car. Anything that I'm dwelling in. Hallelujah. You say, I don't know about that, Dr. Bill. Well, hang in there. Hear the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Get it into your spirit. Build it in there. And when you do that, you will find that these concepts are not that hard to get. You know, Jesus talked about the faith of a little child. A little child can understand the things of God, the supernatural things of God. So just hang in there, keep listening, keep hearing the word, and you will develop in the knowledge that we're talking about, the revelation knowledge. This is the kind of knowledge that when Peter was talking to Jesus, Jesus had just asked, you know, his ministry staff, who do men say that I am? Well, you know, there was some say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, and there's others say you're Elijah, and, you know, they're most of these guys are just saying, you know, what they'd heard people say about Jesus. But then Peter pipes up suddenly and says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus turned to Peter and goes, whoa, check this out. I mean, I'm kind of modernizing it, you know what I'm saying? But Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. See, that kind of knowledge would be gnosis, a body of knowledge that he'd received having learned it. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven revealed this to you. That's revelation knowledge. And then Jesus made the statement, and upon this rock, what rock? Peter? No. the rock of revelation knowledge. Upon this rock of revelation knowledge, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Well, the gates of hell not prevailing against the church means that the church is storming the gates. It's an offensive battle, not a defensive battle. See, Satan is not running at you and trying to hit you with gates. No, that's Christians offensively attacking. Hallelujah. I think that's one thing we have not done enough of, is done some offensive attacking in the spiritual realm now, okay? I'm not talking about the natural, all right? Don't anybody misunderstand. I'm not talking about natural attacks. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. Prayer, intercession, speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. That is an offensive attack against the devil. I recently taught a message at Faith and Victory Church. As a matter of fact, it's available over at Faith and Victory Church, fvc.org, as it says there on the screen. Go there and check it out. It's a message on how do we fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. We win. But how do we fight it? Using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We speak the Word out of our mouth. Now, I'm not going to re-preach that whole message, but I encourage you to go watch it on video at fvc.org, or you can download the audio and just listen to it. Either way, it's freely available. And, you know, I think I may even use that here on the next few netcasts, because it is such an important message to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. How do we do it? Exactly how? So I may just share that with you, praise the Lord. But anyway, I'm just thinking about it. But the point is, we need to operate in this revelation knowledge, the kind of revelation knowledge that Jesus congratulated Peter for operating in. Blessed are you, Simon. Hey, good job. You're operating in revelation knowledge. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but the Holy Ghost revealed it to you. Now, why is that important? That the Holy Spirit can reveal things to the believer beyond natural knowledge. Why is that a key thing? Because that means we get our marching orders from a source that the devil does not have access to. The devil doesn't know the plots, plans, and schemes of the Lord. Now, hopefully you understand that I'm using that to get your attention. I'm not saying God has plots, plans, and schemes like the devil does. But you know, the Word of God says that the devil has plots, plans, and schemes. Well, let's put it this way. God has plans. And his plans for you are good. All right? But the devil doesn't know those plans. Had they known the plan of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. We just read that scripture. And he still has plans. Amen? He still has plans for us that the devil doesn't know about. So don't tell him, the devil, what it is. Get the plan of God supernaturally through revelation knowledge and then operate in it under the radar. In other words, hallelujah, you are an undercover agent, hallelujah, from heaven. I like that. You're an undercover agent. You are a secret agent in this world. You say, I don't know about that, Dr. Bill. Well, if you've got plans that you've gotten from the Holy Ghost for your life, the devil doesn't know, that makes you a secret agent. Hallelujah. So you need to wage the warfare in this realm, earth, where we are, with revelation knowledge from heaven that the devil doesn't have access to. Amen. I like that. And if you'll do that, if you'll operate in that, if you'll live that, then you have the upper hand. Because as many of you know, if you studied World War II, for instance, it's really a knowledge war as much as it was a physical war. It was decoding the plans of the enemy that was a key factor in winning the war. So if we keep those plots and plans, I shouldn't use the word plots and plans. If we keep the plan of God secret for from the devil, then we will be on a winning side. And, of course, we are on the winning side. It's a good fight, right? We win. You see what I'm saying? So don't give away the plan. See, don't be a bad secret agent and give away the plan. All right, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to share these things with you because this revelation knowledge is a key factor in our victory over the plots, plans, and schemes of the devil. All right, so meditate on this. Ponder this in your heart. Hallelujah. And I think it will be a revelation to you. Well, we're just about out of time. Let me reiterate to you the opportunity you have to get involved with this project that we have to get this piece of equipment to broadcast live, streaming live to the internet. And if you'd like to do that, you can go to WFM.org, click on the donate button, and I'd encourage you to do that. That would be such a blessing, praise the Lord. And then also, if you'd like to write us, maybe you'd like to communicate with us by letter, physical letter, you can send that to Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. And, of course, you can also write me at my email address. My email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, that's one word, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org, as it says there on the screen. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how this ministry is reaching you, touching you. That would be a tremendous blessing to hear from you on that count as well. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.